We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I am Bart Winkler, Paul Emig, Grant Bills, on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. The classic 5 a.m. drop. Although, if you like listen to this later, you don't. I mean, who cares? Everything is out there forever. Who cares? I'm like digitizing all this stuff, and I'm like, should I put this one on? Should it? And then yet I'm on the internet 5 days a week anyway. Like, is there a need for a Bucks post game from October to be on the fucking internet still? No. But on the off chance someone watches it and I get 10 cents,
yeah. Exactly. So speaking of these old clips that you're putting out, obviously you do a great job being self-deprecating and, you know, do you have a most embarrassing old clip that you've posted thus far? Or one that you're surprisingly actually like proud of, like, oh, that wasn't terrible. And again, I'm saying this,
you know what? Early because I figured out the new technology. This is where I'll post it. I have a 60-second just clip of me throughout college, and you can see me get slightly improved, but also you see my chin go from a triangle to a circle. So I can play it here. Now, if you're on the podcast on audio, you'll want to get on the Dan Shaney YouTube for this. You will still be able to hear the audio, of course, of me. This is me, clips from college. Also, you want to call Dan Shaney and get your insurance switch. Let's go. LFG for Dan Shaney. All right. So I've got it ready. Are you good to go?
Go.
Okay.
Culpepper just let the game flow as he should have, and Moss Stone it up with 9 catches for 83 yards. But they seem to play more as a team instead of just a Culpepper to Moss.
And I think college basketball should can the playoff and determine a national championship by bowl games, a basketball BCS.
I also have a part-time job. I'm a Packer draft consultant, and I've been doing that for the last 3 years.
I think I realized last night that I've become a bigger Brett Favre fan than I am a Green Bay Packer fan. All this talk about Tom Jackson not liking touchdown celebrations. Tom Jackson, you suck.
You know what I say? Everyone does. Once again, thank you, Taco Bell.
Second, you just said that it's because of defense. Is the reason is that the 10 counts acquitted, 90 minutes, sex cruise, 8 months of Facebook.
When people hear the words UW lacrosse and athletic success, usually the last thing that comes to mind is basketball.
So in all corniness, I thank you for all the memories. I know we'll keep in touch, but I'm just not ready to say goodbye to the best time of my life.
What was that last one?
You were right. It was never going to get better.
Look at this chin.
Did you take that off the screen? 15 pounds only on your chin? Like, did the freshman 15 just go only there? Like, the rest of everything else stayed the same?
I gained the freshman 15. But then my face also did. So full, I gained 30. But
you gained 30 from what period of time?
Look at this.
Oh my God.
To that.
how many years apart is that?
4. Freshman, senior.
Wow.
Yeah. Grant knows that desk. Grant knows that backdrop.
So you would have been during that Obama interview you did? You must have been like 23.
That was 2008, so 23, yep.
Yeah, okay.
God, the flood in 07 and the campaign, and you had a run.
I mean, I don't want to say that that question was the worst question I've ever heard.
What, Obama? Yes. That was just the starter.
I meant, like, it wasn't the question as much as it was the delivery of the question that I'm putting in doubt.
Because I had him sign the sheet that I have questions on.
Yeah.
Did you hear some of these questions? What in this country needs to be changed? I wrote down. People like your freshness, but likely be attacked on experience. Respond.
Respond.
I mean, these are like, how do you respond? You know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there's a little trip down memory lane. That'll also be a tweet for your enjoyment. And then I think that's it. I think that covers everything that I have that needs to be shared.
Mm.
I still have other tapes. This is funny. I had a guy come out to spray our house for spiders today.
Mm.
There is a spider dangling right in front of me. Can you see it?
Oh, I see it.
Really? You see it, Grant? Oh, there yeah. Is. Oh, my goodness. I do see it.
Yeah.
It has begun. They're all going to fight for their lives.
I can tell it's radioactive too. So
get out of here, bitch. All right, take it away.
All right, we have to start Bucks, obviously. Sorry, Grant.
So they play at 8:30 on Tuesday.
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay, so I was going to say, now I wasn't going to ask it, but I suppose we can very quickly say we're digging the 8:30 start. Bart is going to say mm-mm because it means he has to watch the whole game while he's on the air.
Well, now because they're kind of like dog shit and okay. It's probably going to be over, I get to talk about the Bucks tomorrow.
Yeah, you do. But that's not a good thing, though. Like, it's not going to be a fun chat about the Bucks.
What, Grant?
Well, precursor question before we get into whatever. You mentioned the 8:30 start time. That would allow me to get to the game on time after my show if I was interested. And I would have no interest unless this game represents something significant. This is maybe my... No? No chance.
Maybe.
Wait a minute.
No chance?
Wait, what are we hinting at? What are we hinting at here?
I think he's talking about Middleton.
Well, no, I was going for the whole... No, I'm not driving to Milwaukee to see Chris. I've seen enough of Chris Middleton. I don't need to see him in the flesh, but never say never.
So you're saying like end of an era.
I'm saying could this be, well, even if he, maybe he doesn't play. I don't think he's going to play. But I'm saying would this be the last opportunity to see certain members of the team at fight? I'm going straight for Giannis, but Giannis isn't going to play.
You think Giannis is getting traded?
This is not. I did not expect a rational person to make this question. Go ahead.
This is obviously a hot take. I'm saying, should there be
it's
part
such
of
such a
me,
hot take? Jake had it last night.
Should part of me feel like maybe I need to go see this just in case it's the last chance? I don't believe that to be true. I'm just saying, would either of you at least give that a little thought or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, there's zero chance that Giannis. Here's the percentage rankings. Paul, I mean, why don't you ask your question?
This was my first topic, not that it's like, oh, how could we have been on such different
trains? I mean, instead of just having a normal conversation about the Bucks, let's keep it formal.
Let's keep
have Paul ask the question.
Yeah. So my question is going to be, presuming this series ends how it seems like it's going to in a Bucks loss, run it back next year. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm. I'll add some sauce to add some flavor to that and say, because we can just say, oh, injuries. So like, we don't know Doc Rivers and like, you know, Dame got hurt then and Giannis wasn't there. So really this is nothing because why wouldn't you run it back? Cause we didn't really get to see the Bucks as they were put together.
No, we never saw it in the playoffs. The Bucks are plus 1,000 to win this series, which means they have a 4.8% chance and their odds have fallen to 80-1 to win the title.
The title seems far-fetched. Getting out of the first round, I mean, Bart, you said they were going to go down 3-1 and then come back and win. So, okay, Well, okay, let me start with that. You don't actually.
Oh, that was a joke.
Okay, so that was a joke. Okay, I thought so, but
it'd be funny if Doc came back from 3-1. It'd be funny.
He's not done that, right?
Well, he blows 3-1.
Well, he's been come back.
I don't think he has. I know Milwaukee never has.
Yeah. Okay. So presuming the season ends in this first round at some point, whether it's game 5, 6, or 7, because of the injuries, because of the mid-season coaching switch, because of all the other stuff, and this doesn't mean that every single bit player is back. Okay, Jay Crowder can just retire now. But like for the most part, run it back. Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
So I will say mm-mm to that.
Okay.
And I will say that Giannis is 100% returning. Okay. Doc Rivers is at 100% returning.
They can't pay four coaches, so mm-hmm.
Damian Lillard is at 99.8%. Unless Horse leaves.
Ooh.
Chris Middleton is probably a coin flip.
Yeah.
It depends. Like, if Horse leaves, I think it gives the – because I believe that you need to see a playoff series with Giannis and Dame as was intended.
Yeah, I think
you do. Before you can make any other changes. Now, the Bucks have been reactionary. They have the injury excuse, but yet they still keep making changes. That being said, me not watching the regular season much, there's a lot of people who were watching the regular season, and their feeling coming into the playoff was this was not a title team anyway. I think you keep the core, but you need to remodel the rest of the house, man. You like Andre Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
Playing a bigger role. Like, I know we do this with Beauchamp and all these guys all the time.
Ajax and Beauchamp are not the same.
I know, but there's always like a young guy.
Of course. Yes.
But this I one think Ajax is good. Good.
He is I think Beauchamp, as of right now, is shit. Respect. No, that's too harsh. Cut that out and post him.
He's damn. So here's how I would react. Hey, Bart, Bobby Portis is gone. Well, probably for the best. Hey, Bart, Brooke Lopez is gone. Thank fucking Christ.
Whoa.
Hey, Bart, Pat Connaughton is gone. I'm like, you're joking. That will never happen. Hey, Bart, who's the other one? Chris Middleton is gone. That's sad. What shit player did we get back from? Like Torian Prince?
DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah. No. Stop, Paul. Art's right.
No, no, we would get like, who would we get? Who would we get from the Hawks? Who's a good Hawks?
You would get Bogdanovich and or Hunter. That's what you would get.
We'd get Griffin's kid.
No, you would not be able to get that.
Why? He stinks.
Oh, AJ Griffin?
The Chris Middleton trade value chart is like, who's your ninth best guy on your team?
Can you rip off the Bill Simmons trade chart? Make the Bart Winkler trade chart, but it's only for players that could be acquired with a Chris Middleton trade.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's tough because, like, if you get, like, would then, okay, so the Knicks are doing this without Julius Randle. You could do, like, Middleton for Randle. I don't even know who would win that trade. I don't like Julius Randle.
We're looking at, like, Buddy Hield territory, my friends.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
If we're going to lose in the playoffs, I at least want to like the guy, okay? Is that like...
I'm saying you're not going to get anything back for him.
No, you're not. I mean, but the point of all of that, the point of that exercise is simply... Can you get younger, even if you're getting younger, but worse? Because you have the salary slots that you have. You know, same, like, what was your reaction to Lopez? You said, if we get rid of Lopez, thank goodness. Like,
I'm tired of watching that shit.
Play I mean, Grant told us, like, 5 days ago on this pod how he's just blessed to watch Brooke Lopez play basketball.
I love Brooke. He makes me laugh at least once a game because it's like, how does this large man move like a ballerina? Like, he just does things that are funny. And he's good.
What would you rather see? Do you want them to go like, all right, Giannis and Dame, and then build like a good team, like a like the Nuggets version where they got all these guys that are built around Jokic and a little bit get, or do you want them to go fucking nuts and try to get KD or some shit?
I mean, if KD and Booker are swept in the first
round. Booker wants to play in New York, I guess.
Stephen A. says so.
It just it Phoenix kind of feels like somebody's leaving and nobody wants to be left there by themselves.
All right,
you know
hold
what
on.
I mean? Like with all the rumors. Or do you have a we can save
yeah.
it. We can save
hey,
it.
Hey. Yeah, save that one. But so Bart answered it and answered multiple questions within the question. But Grant, presumably the Bucks, if and when they are eliminated by the Pacers, by and large, because of the injuries and whatever else you want at the mid-year coaching change, run it back. Mm-hmm. I'm saying what would you do? Not what do you think will happen. What would Grant Bills, what would GM, President of Basketball Ops, Grant Bills do? You'd run it back? Mm-hmm or mm-hmm?
I wouldn't have a problem bringing back Giannis, Chris, Dame. I'd be cool with that. Brooke might have to be the one to go to get. And I agree. You're probably going to get worse. But if you get younger and only slightly worse.
Yes.
Getting younger might overcompensate or might compensate for getting worse.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the Pacers' destruction of the Bucks is they are just faster.
They can run.
Nesmith, Nembhard. I mean, they're just like even like these, you know, fourth, fifth starters on their roster.
So I would be fine retooling. Doc's fine. Doc is fine. He's Bud. Now I kind of miss Bud's weirdness. Like if we're going to have a coach who's fine, like if that's the guy, we're already paying Bud. Could we just pay him to coach and then pay Doc to go away and financially keep everything the same? Could we do that? I don't know how this works.
Do you think Doc,
we're going to trade Middleton for Zach Collins and Devontae Graham.
That sounds like a trade package that could happen.
But you don't do that. But that's it. But you don't do that. So like at the mm-hmm. start of this season, way back in October, my thing, and this was before Jalen Green had sort of a breakout season with the Rockets, but it's like, okay, the Rockets, they're trying. They signed Van Vliet and they signed, who's the former Grizzly whose name is slipping my mind right now, the head case. They tried to sign Brooke.
Dillian Brooks.
Dillian? Yeah, something like that. Dillian Brooks. Like, they're trying to, and they almost caught up to the Warriors. So, like, my thought at the time was Jalen Green had yet to have, you know, he had yet to come out of his shell. But it's like, you try to find, I think, an underperforming young player who might always underperform and or might turn a corner at some point and then take back a crappy contract with it. Because Middleton makes a good chunk of change. You can't get a rookie salary player to match salaries with Middleton. So you'd say, okay, like who's this underperforming young guy? And then give me your shittiest contract. Now we have a deal. Like that's what I would shoot for. I don't even know if that's realistic, but
no, I don't know that anyone, I don't. So who's a team that like, who's a team that you can think is a Chris Middleton away?
Or a team that wants to take a jump. And I think that's why I thought the Rockets were interesting. And they did take a jump, right? Like, it's a team that doesn't think they're ready to win a title. They're not a Middleton away from a title, but they're a Middleton away from being one of the two worst teams in the league to being a play-in contender.
You got to find a team that's so down bad that they're willing to take a trade they know losing just to, Chris, like the Kings with Sabonis.
Chris Middleton has been traded to the Brooklyn Nets for De'Ron Sharp and Ben Simmons.
No.
Why? I would do that.
Why?
Gary, we're the big show asking, who you got between Giannis and Simmons? Gary Ellerson says Simmons. Should I retweet that right now?
Yeah, you probably should.
Okay.
So you could do like, okay, you brought up the Kings. Like you could do Harrison Barnes. I won't. Harrison Barnes expiring. You know, like, would you want Davion Mitchell as the key piece back? You know, like, would you do Davion Mitchell and expiring?
I even think that's shooting too high for what
okay,
you're
how about, like, Keon Ellis?
Stop. No, Davion
that's shooting Davion too Mitchell. High.
Well, Keon Ellis isn't shooting too high.
No, you need a guy like, here, I got a trade for you. I got a real good trade.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, you're going to like this one. Uh-huh. Chris Middleton's been traded for Kyle Kuzma and Johnny Davis.
Oh, mm-hmm. and Johnny Davis is you know, but Kuzma.
What about like, Jordan Poole?
Mm-mm, oh, my God, no.
All right, the trade is Jordan Poole and Johnny Davis.
How about this?
I'd do it.
Say that one again.
Jordan Poole and Johnny Davis.
No, you do not want
to. Just bring everybody back home, baby. I've been wearing this shirt for 4 days straight.
What if? Okay, what
does that have to do with?
Absolutely. Oh, I got a whiff. I got a whiff of myself.
P-U. Hey, what if the Cavs lose this series or lose the next round, whatever the case would be, and like, all right, Mobley's our center. We don't need Jarrett Allen and Mobley. We're going to start Mobley at the five. We need a wing. Max Strus is fine. Middleton for Jarrett Allen. And then you can repackage Brooke for something else. I don't know. Something like is Jarrett
Max
Allen.
Max Strus looks like a guy that you're like, you see in a movie and you're like, what is that guy in?
Euphoria. He's in something, some show like that. Some yeah. angsty high school.
And he was in an episode of the West Wing 20 years ago.
You guys doing, you doing Middleton for Jarrett Allen and Dean Wade? I will.
Dean Wade?
Yeah.
That sounds like a guy who lost his reelection for Congress.
It's D Wade, baby.
I'm out here stumping for Dean Wade.
You dangled Johnny Davis. Now that's all I can think about.
Apparently, the Magic really want Klay Thompson. Do they also really want Chris Middleton?
Magic could be interesting.
You want Cole Anthony and
no.
Geez, I don't even know.
Are they going to win that series? Well, I mean,
what draft was Jonathan Isaac in? Did the Bucks pass on him? Like I remember doing landscaping for a neighbor for like $30 cash in high school, listening to Bill break down prospects with a guest. I don't remember who it was, but the prospect was like, "Oh, Jonathan Isaac, Florida State. That could be an interesting option for the Bucks."
What if we traded Middleton and got McCollum to pair back up with Dame?
Puke.
Yeah, no.
2017 NBA draft.
Right around there.
Anyone on the Hornets, Paul? The Hornets are a team like the Kings. They're so down bad that they just need to make the playoffs.
No, let's send them back to Detroit. They don't have contracts.
Yeah. So like the Hornets would be like
Bagley,
Grant Williams, and
he's on the Pistons now.
I thought we were doing the Hornets still. Okay.
Oh, Hornets first, then we'll do the Pistons. Great
Hornets don't have contracts.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You'd have to do...
It'd have to be Bertans, Grant Williams, and Cody Martin.
Yeah, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's nothing here.
Just tell fans it's Caleb Martin. If you just told me it was Caleb, and I wouldn't even have to know. I think I'd like it. I think I'd be happy. Kind of shoving it down the Celtics throughout the last couple of years.
I went to a Bucks game, and my buddy had gone to Pato beforehand, and he bet... Cody Martin props because he thought it was Caleb Martin, and then Cody Martin had like 3 points.
Funny you mentioned Jarrett Allen. They just could have drafted him in 17, but instead, 4 picks prior, they took a forward from Michigan. Do you remember who, Paul?
Oh my God, DJ Wilson fan club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. They also could have had late in that draft. Kuzma went after DJ Wilson. I remember that.
People forget about Caleb Swan. Derek White went not far after. Josh Hart, too. God, they suck at drafting. If they just had hit one of these picks over the last 8 years.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the Pistons, I mean, the Pistons should consider everything, but could you get Jaden Ivey plus bullshit contract for Middleton? No. You couldn't, right?
Is Jaden Ivey even good?
I'm looking at, like, no. He's like... If you care about PER and like that,
the Kings, LeBron, by the way, the Kings got shit for taking Keegan Murray before him.
Keegan Murray. But like but that's the same thing with Jalen Green. Jalen Green had like the most lackluster start to a career. He's a shooting guard, point guard, like kind of combo guard guy.
Good stats, bad team guy at the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. But like empty stats, you know? So it's like,
bad team guy.
Yeah. Oh, right. So if you can get like a young, completely has not yet hit, might never hit. Again, that's your point, Grant. Like, do you take 2 steps back to get younger? Because really all that matters is that you have... Okay, we've gone really deep in the middle part of this. So, yeah.
Yeah, Tim's going to cut most of this out in post.
You know what, though? This is my favorite type of stuff where you just kind of throw shit against the wall unplanned. I think that's fun.
But I think that's what you would... I think you would have to target a team that's so down bad that they are willing to do a short-sighted trade like the Kings did.
Like the Bucks.
Yeah, but down bad and not in a depressing contender way, but in a depressing way. There's levels to this.
Speaking of nights that get unpredictable, why don't you guys try Happy Place Hemp? HappyPlaceHemp.com is where you go. The promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order with that promo code. Now, do you have a part of your body that got a little bit of an owie? You want to rub some CBD lotion on it? You can do that. Do you? Are you sitting around and you're like, man, I like to like kind of, you know, space out at night, but this alcohol is getting really destructive to my body. Have a gummy instead. Have one of their seltzers with the THC that they've teamed up with 1840 Brewing. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART. B-A-R-T, 25% off.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You know that tweet that I put out about
Middleton for Jeremy Grant?
Nah, kill me. The tweet I put out about the Pacers like celebrating on All Pro or whatever.
Yeah.
When Pacer fans are like, well, what do you want us to do? You can, you, like, you're up 3-1. Celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate big shots at the end of games and shit. But Halliburton is hulking out after a layup to go up 12-10. That's what I'm calling out.
You know what? We should have, and presumably we're not going to get to do it this year anymore, but we should put odds next time we can do this on the player from opposing team that the Bucks are about to play in the playoffs, odds of who you will leave that series hating.
Okay, who would it be for the Knicks? Dante?
Oh, yeah.
No, nah, it'd be Josh Hart or some shit. No, it'd be McBride.
But you know what, though? Brunson, who's awesome, he is a foul hunter. You know, he's kind of like an annoying, kind of pesty. And that's, you know, credit.
He's got a little Trae Young in there.
Just a little
Trae Young.
He hunts fouls. He would annoy you. But Brunson like never hulks out. So you'd almost kind of get like that, like, calm.
What is hulking out?
I wouldn't have used it. And he's right. I mean, Halliburton does that after every shot. It's ridiculous.
Halliburton would have been minus 7,000 odds for this series.
Well, yeah, we knew coming in. Neesmith, you know what? Neesmith would piss me off if he wasn't the exact player I wish the Bucks had. You don't even have to be that good. Just be young and strong and don't be made of glass and like occasionally hit a three. Like if they had one of the, if you could melt down Pat and Jay and Beasley and combine them into one player, you could maybe get like 90% of Aaron Neesmith, who still isn't that good, but God, I would kill to have Aaron Neesmith on the Bucks.
Well, Bart, here's a good question for you specifically. Pick one of these two, Middleton for Wiggins or Middleton for Draymond.
Oh, they're not trading Draymond.
If I was a Warriors fan, I would be like, get him the fuck out of here.
No, they're going down with the ship.
They can go down with the Steph ship. I don't want to go down with the Draymond ship.
I don't think they're trading anybody. They might even re-sign Chris Paul.
I mean, if it's like vetting in.
Should we sign Chris Paul?
414.
Then it'd be like, Well, we're not winning this year. It'd be a lot more easy to fucking relax.
I did. I mean, there's a lot of like, you guys are, Bart, you especially, but I think Grant, you guys are both
number
like
two
more,
down, two to go.
Two down, two to go. And also I saw the one that said, Chris Paul finally figured out how to beat the Warriors.
Yeah.
How do we eliminate the Warriors? Yeah. Pretty good. All the Middleton stuff aside, which really wasn't the question whatsoever, run it back. To me, it means.
I told my brother right after the game ended. Sorry. Clay better learn Chinese. What?
I heard you on Gelb, and I heard you instantly regret sharing that story.
Yeah.
I think run it back would mean, I think you have to run back Dame and Giannis. You didn't see it. Like
you have to. If you don't do it, it's so stupid. If they move off Dame, I'm going to be furious.
Okay. You know what? Oh God, I should not ask this. Ask it.
Dark,
it's not
dark
some
image.
Cause fallacy or any of that either.
No, it's not. It's just,
you haven't seen it.
You didn't see it. You did not see it. And I don't like. No, they were together for 50 games in the regular season. Irrelevant.
If he got traded today, his best game would have been game one, first half, and then the All-Star game.
All right.
Thanks for playing.
All right. Disclaimer. I wasn't planning to ask this. I'm going to regret asking this. No, I'm going to just. No, don't wave that around. This needs to be disclaimed. Is that. Are there Godfather offers for either guy that would have you completely reevaluate the window? Like we don't have to. If you want, we can go down trade packages. But like, I'm gonna say, you run it back with Dame, Giannis, Doc. Everything else, and please, for God's sake, I should have gone in harder last week on Bobby. I wanted to say a lot more. I told you guys last week.
Oh, you were going hard on Middleton, you jerk.
I said like I'm just done with inefficient Bobby. I'm just done with Bobby. But like, so I'm gonna say run it back. But. If you got Godfather Giannis offers, Godfather Dame offers, which completely would, you know, your next, let's say, clearly whatever you would do in those trades, you'd be taking a 2-year window gap. But you might then be able to avoid, like, okay, this, like, Suns situation. And I do have a Suns question, but or a Suns-Bucks comparison question. Do you even listen? Do you even listen? Do you even listen? Or is it like, no, we're not looking into that. Thanks for calling.
They would need to include either Wemby or Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. Which, of course, then we're not.
Which they're not. So
there's nothing to talk about.
I need a superstar in waiting in order to get rid of Giannis.
Okay, let's just be stupid. The Thunder are like, you get Jalen Williams and a contract filler. God, young Jalen.
You love those Thunder players. Love them. How could you not love them, Paul Emig.
How could you not just love those Thunder players?
What if it was Giannis for Tyrese Halliburton and Miles Turner. I'm not trading Giannis. I would rather the Bucks trade cities they play in. Go to Seattle. Yeah.
So no, you're hanging with them. All right. So run it back. I'm gonna say to like the chorus of the core, and then everything else. Brooke, I would listen. Chris, I would listen. Bobby, I would shop. You know, like, I think the roster is pretty stinky. And it's really...
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What is the incentive of playing any of these guys? Like, why play Giannis next year in the regular season?
Honestly, I don't know. Because they're forced to?
Because he got hurt, and now he can't play.
It's stupid. I told you guys
last week... Doc, what were we doing? Why were we playing these guys?
He kept saying, and, you know, Doc is an interesting media quote. I'm sure Eric Name is enjoying, like, all the gold that he gets from Doc. But he had said, like, oh, like, even before the injury, he's, oh, I checked with the medical staff. They said, no, it's pretty much good to go. Like, the NBA put this 65-game rule in place because I think the writing was clearly on the wall, but it's going to be further on the wall. It's like, the only thing that you can do in the regular season, if you're a true, like, contender-ish team, is screw up your playoff chances by playing your stars too much and getting them hurt. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like Kawhi played a bunch of regular season games this year. Why?
Why?
What did you prove? Who were you trying to prove to? Like, and now you missed half the first four playoff games, happened to be the two that you won. Mm-hmm. But like, clearly the Clippers are better with Kawhi. That's a obvious statement, but yeah, I'm right. So let me ask you this question. This was one I had last week that I didn't ask you. It's perfectly essentially, it was like, I vow to give no shits about the regular season next year. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
I already didn't give a shit about this year.
I didn't either. Yeah.
I think I watched 3 games that Doc coached.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing that happened of significance during Doc's tenure in the second half of the regular, the only thing that happened of significance is that Giannis got hurt.
Yeah.
In terms of like their actual postseason odds. That's all that happened. All right. So, okay. That was fun. The team with the brighter, the team with the brighter future, Bucks or Suns.
What are you doing?
Who are you talking I was trying to
share Chuck's.
How do you know how to do this?
This is what I thought of when you're like, why should we care at all about the regular season? And this is the tweet that this was the best tweet I've seen in weeks.
Oh, the Bucks tweeted what happened in 82 games. Nobody really cares. And Frame said, great marketing plan for season tickets. Season tickets are the worst investment.
For basketball, I agree.
What is the point? Even game 5, I got an offer. The Bucks, because I don't know if they do this for other things, but I signed my kid up for the kids club. And they're like, hey, $30 tickets. And, $10 voucher for food. They're going Schlesinger's cat on us.
Schlesinger's cat. That's the funniest thing you've said in weeks. I don't even give a shit. That's you don't get that on the national show.
Did you plan that, or was that spur of the moment?
I think I've said Schlesinger's cat before. I've used that in the parking. I've used Schlesinger's paradox.
Ah.
I got a Snapchat memory from a buddy the other day. 6 years ago, a couple days ago, we went to game 6 against the Raptors at the Bradley Center for $37. It was an elimination game in the playoffs. We got tickets for $37 a piece. And I printed them off on paper because this was before, everything was soap. Or maybe, I don't know. And it's crazy to think how far we come. Now you can't go see a regular season game against the Heat, second level, for less than $80. I know because I checked last year. And guys don't play, and the team's not any good, and the product sucks. It's not a good product in the regular season. I don't know what the point. I don't know what they're going to do.
The Schlesinger paradox is when you want. I don't remember. I can't find the tweet. It's something about parking, obviously. I drive by that stadium to go to work on non-game days, and it's like driving through a fucking desert.
I have a caller who always says you'll find Mad Max out there if you drive around long enough out in this lot.
Seriously. It's so big.
Why does it bother everyone? That's where the baseball games happen.
Because it's just a bunch of concrete.
The whole city's a bunch of concrete. Roads are made of foundations, sidewalks, parking lots.
Yeah, cities need to go upward. I'm a urban Twitter planner. I love urbanists. They're like, hey, we should take down 794. And then people are like, yeah, that'd be cool. And they're like, oh, okay. Let's rip out 43. let's move the hospital downtown.
Move everything downtown. Why not? Move it all downtown.
Yeah.
I don't know, the Bears announced their like stadium plans, to build that new publicly funded thing in Chicago, right by Soldier Field. And all the comments I went in there were Brewers Twitter accounts trolling the Bears by asking where the parking is. But where will we park?
Tailgating's not even that fun.
Tailgating's pretty fun.
Not if you have to set it up.
True.
It was a lot of work putting a tailgate together.
Well, yeah, but that's normally you
people
go.
Keep saying like when I'm like, tick tock, tick tock. I'm like, yeah, this year's game.
I normally go with like 3 or 4 guys. You can't tailgate with dozens of people. That's too much. That's ridiculous. Got to be like 2 or 3 close buddies. You don't need plates. You realize when it's just a bunch of guys who are just there to have a good time, you realize really you don't need very much at a tailgate. Just some utensils, buns, maybe, but you can just fork a dog off the grill.
You need a bag of chips because the guy on the grill is taking too fucking long.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good take.
Paul?
You want to talk Suns now?
I just want to know, brighter future between the Bucks or Suns? So if you had to put your futures on one of those two teams, the Bucks are positioned better for future success than the Suns?
Well, what is, like, how are we going to remember KD?
I'm not going to remember.
How am I going to explain to my kid or, like, generations from now? Dad, what was Kevin Durant? And I'll go, well, he was really good, and then he was on a team that blew a lead, so he joined the team that beat him because he wanted to win because it was a rings culture. And then he won, and everyone's, like, mad at him for cheating. So then he went somewhere else and then rebuilt a super team, but built one and didn't join one. And then his foot was on the line, I guess. And then he went to Phoenix to, like, do it again, only in an acceptable way. And then he joined LeBron in Milwaukee.
Nice Norm McDonald there. That's good.
I like who is the account? Did you show me that? Where they're like, the Nuggets should draft Bronny and not get LeBron.
That shit made me laugh so much. Just draft his son and then not accept him onto the roster. Well, the Suns, I mean, the Suns, just think about this very logically. They're in the West, which is, you have to contend with the Nuggets, who are very good. I think the Thunder are good and only getting better. Same with the Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bucks are, if the Bucks are old, the Suns are really old, right? And I saw Shep on Twitter posting some rant about Kevin Durant, you know, people disrespecting him and casting him out. I don't think anyone's saying that Kevin Durant is cooked. I think people are saying, he might not be a top five player anymore. He might be a top 15 player, top 12 player, which is fine. Like, there's nothing shameful about that. But the way that Phoenix built around him kind of necessitates that he's a top five guy.
Yeah.
And he's not. And the Bradley Beal thing, it was,
if I was weird. In Minnesota, I would put chairs out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think they're winning. I think they're beating Denver.
Wow. Yeah. This is just a quick one. I mean, so I'm going to say Bucks compared to Suns, but neither, like, because, like, the Bucks have the injury excuse, right? Like, the Suns' best excuse is going to have to be like, well, Frank Vogel wasn't good.
That, like, wasn't bad. They got a defensive head coach to coach a team that was only offensive players. That was weird. It was odd.
Yeah.
I don't know how this offseason is going to go for the Suns, but I feel like all three of those guys, Booker probably least of all, but then there are rumors about Booker wanting to leave. I feel like they're all having they're having a Hispanic standoff, let's say, in 2024, and they're waiting for, like, somebody to move. And it just seems like no one wants to be the guy left in Phoenix holding the bag with a franchise with no picks and no, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they have nothing. They have, like, they have no wiggle room. Their wiggle room is that you get a kind of like the Dame package, right? Where you're like, all right, we're going to, or like, Dame has a ton of value. Booker has a ton of value.
I think Booker does. I like Booker. Why was he not better in this series?
Because he's bad in the playoffs. I don't like him.
I mean, I think
he's a dog.
I mean, he's good. He's good. But if I was a GM, I would never try to get him on my team ever.
Middleton and Lopez for Booker.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
I mean, of course. I'm of course, right? That's why I was proving your point. All right. I'm gonna read you a list of guys and we are discussing this before Monday night's games. But May 1st is on Wednesday. And so I'm going to read you a list of guys who NBA stars who are not going to be playing in May. Okay? Giannis, Dame, Embiid, Maxey, Jimmy Butler, Trae Young, et cetera, et cetera. LeBron, AD, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Zion, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. Like, my point being, like, a ton of, like, the most marketable, reputable players are not going to be playing any, like, you know, like, they're going to be out really earlier. They didn't even make the playoffs. My question for you is, this is a good thing for the NBA. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Well,
interesting question.
It won't be looked at that way.
Thank you.
Good question. Good topic.
I mean, the Nuggets Timberwolves series is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Are people going to watch it though? And by people, I mean, God, you know, there's like, we're sports fans.
Yeah. Right.
And then there's this like whole peripheral of people. I guess the way that we watched women's basketball this year.
Sure.
So we'll get into it if. So there's a bunch of people like the Olympics. Like you don't watch these other sports. So there are a bunch of people that the way we watch Caitlin Clark, they watch LeBron and Steph.
Where
they're like, oh, yeah, basketball, I don't have time for it. But if LeBron's playing against Steph, I will watch that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's why I wanted to see Warriors Lakers in the play-in, because I wanted to see how huge those ratings would be, simply because, okay, it's a 9-10 matchup, but it's Steph and it's LeBron.
I think the Spurs, their finals were rated so low because their jerseys are boring. I stick with that take.
I don't think it's a bad one.
I mean, Spurs Pistons. And then Pelicans is like too colorful and exotic. You need teams like the Celtics and the Knicks and the Lakers. And the Warriors used to be one of these exotic teams, and then they became a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if you're not a top five market population size, I don't care about your athletes and your teams.
See, but you're joking, and that's true. You of course care. We all care. But I do think, you know,
There's people that don't know anything about anything, like middle of the country or wherever, and it's like, will you watch this game? No, it's the Timberwolves versus the Nuggets.
Totally.
Anthony Edwards, Nikola Jokic, Murray. But
I didn't watch the NBA Finals last year for that reason, and I watched sports for a job. And I'm like, Nuggets Heat, fuck that.
Yeah,
like,
but if that Nuggets team was the Lakers and that Heat team was the Knicks, you would watch it.
Oh, of course I would. Yeah.
Why?
Because it has to feel big. It has to feel big. And I think feeling big takes time. It takes time to build yourself up. And I think the Wolves, the fact that they played the Nuggets last year, they've been in the playoffs before. It's not like they've arrived completely out of nowhere. Ant's had a lot of big highlights this year. He's a funny quote.
Yeah.
I think that this is, this is probably
what's the lowest possible rated NBA finals?
Of what teams remaining?
Thunder versus the winner of Cavs Magic.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, if it's Thunder Cavs, you might as well just deflate the basketballs. I mean,
clearly the NBA wants the Knicks or the Celtics.
Oh, Knicks Nuggets would be good.
Yeah, but see,
we don't have to do this. We don't. Here's Milwaukee folks again. The league wants this. The commissioner wants this.
He's literally doing TV rights right now.
They do. Yeah. I mean, the point is, so here's the question. So if it was that type of final.
Just like how WWE finally got good when they were ready to sell to Netflix.
With Steph and LeBron and presumably like Giannis and all the names I mentioned. You're probably going to have some short-term ratings pain. Right? Because
short-term.
Yes, short-term ratings pain. But to Bart's point, if you're in the middle of negotiating a rights deal, you don't want you want the Warriors and the Lakers and the Bucks and the Celtics and the Knicks and the
But nobody looks at short. Everybody wants short-term microwave.
Totally
fast food.
But like
the Michael Penix Jr. pick is going to go down as a top five NFL pick ever. He will win them a Super Bowl, and it will be fucking great.
Oh, if he does, I'm going to be so
either way, the process, even if Penix Jr. isn't good and it wasn't a good pick, I still think the process to making it was the right process.
Did you hear me yell at a caller about it the other night?
I did. He's a good caller. The guy that
I know, I was screaming at him though.
But it was a healthy, like productive, like it was, I enjoyed it. I forget which guy that was, but it's one of your really good callers.
It was Robert in Annapolis, the guy who asked if.
No. Yeah, I remember he said, my son-in-law is a Falcons fan and he said it's bad. He said, well, he's wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like, no. And he's like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah. He was wrong.
He was wrong. I mean, he's wrong about, I don't know anything about Penix Jr. as a player yet, but like the process is correct. I told you guys in this podcast, if I had one chance to be a GM, and a lot of guys, if they get a chance ever in their life, get one chance. I am following the Packers model. This is not hard to figure out. Like, this is the right process. I don't know if you got the player right, but you followed the right process. Like, it's crazy that people
so many times
realize that.
So, like, Rodgers went down and they didn't have a quarterback. And people are like, oh, that's just what it's like. That doesn't have to be.
Right. Right. It's, we get it. This is a.
But when they are ready to take over, he's going to be 26 years old. What do you want?
Maybe just entering his athletic prime, according to Bill Simmons, at least. Except for Tatum, who's obviously just getting started at age 26.
Yeah, it's unfair to judge Tatum about anything historically, because he's still, I mean, he's just, I mean, he's basically younger than his
kid. He's a widow baby.
You're going to be surprised about this, but I have Tatum coming up in, as part of a broader question. So let's finish up this one and just say, is it good for the NBA that this, some of their most prominent high ratings, high jersey sales players are out of the playoffs in the very, very, very short term? Probably, but it gives you more exposure for Anthony Edwards, for SGA, so that these guys who are currently 22, 24 years old, who are going to be playing a long May, maybe June playoff run, are front and center. So I do think that, you know, so for me as a Hoops fan, like, please give me something new. But if I was running the league, I'd be like, oh, I sure wish some of my big time players.
What you need is the Knicks, because then what you're going to have is all of these morning shows, the GMAs, the Todays. You'll get Hoda Kotb wearing a fucking Brunson jersey and shit. That's what you need.
It seems like Grant might be disagreeing with something here.
No. Real quickly about the West, I think Nuggets Wolves will be the series of the playoffs. And I think a lot of hardcore basketball fans are psyched for it. And I think once we get a game or two into the series, the masses will rally around it as much as they can.
Bart and I are both saying no to that. I mean, they should, but it takes years. It usually takes years.
You got to give people more credit, Paul.
Don't deserve any credit. People are dumb.
Consumers are smart.
No,
they're not.
Consumers are smart. I enjoy the Knicks. A couple months ago, we were like, the Knicks, this isn't a title team. Why do we treat them? You know what? They're fun. And my Bucks aren't fun at all. There are very few fun teams. A lot of fan bases, a lot of fans aren't having fun in this postseason. And you know what? The Knicks, goddammit, they're fun. And they're having fun, and their fans are having fun. So I'm having fun too. By the way, I know they're a big national brand, but it's not like they're stacking titles every year.
Right.
They're as much of a winner historically as the Bucks.
When was the last time they were in the finals? 99?
I don't know.
It's the Stark Ewing era. Like,
yeah, it was the 50 game season.
Oh, wow. Interesting. My take was always that the Knicks are not going to win a playoff series if Julius Randle is their best player. And not only are they going to win a playoff series, let me ask you this. Game four, I wasn't planning to go here, but game four, Bucks Pacers, was fun to watch as a Bucks fan.
It is more fun when you have no expectations.
Because you could tell, and Doc commented afterward, it's the way that they were playing. They couldn't give up. They couldn't stop from giving up like warm up line layups, but like it's fun kind of. And you could tell like Doc was like coaching.
Like it's basketball, the way it's meant to be, Paul. Coach coaching, players playing, hustling up and down the court.
Yeah. It was oddly and fun to watch, but I will say when Middleton got hurt, but then miraculously somehow came back like 2 minutes later, and when he got hurt, I don't know if I'm proud of this or not, but like I gave one of those those laughs, like, oh my, what else can you, like, what other pile of shit can you toss onto this pile of already? So it was kind of like, oh, he came back. I was like, oh, good, he's back. But also, what would that have looked like? You know, it's like even Middleton's not available. I thought that was an it sucks that they lost, but like as a basketball viewer, I was like, that was an interesting thing. Like that
I
was
say that all the time when you don't have expectation. I mean, would we look back at the Packers and like Rodgers if we're going to, because we're getting into that now with Giannis, where it's like, instead of being happy we had one, we're going to be like, we only got one because every other year they were in contention.
Yeah.
If they were like actually shitty, I don't
like
know.
Like the Raptors. Like if they fell off a cliff right after winning the title. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, yes. I don't know. Interesting. It's really not fun to root for a team that doesn't need the regular season. Like
how much fun was it being a Suns fan this year from afar? You're like, oh my God, what a brutal experience.
I brought this up a week. Bart, your coworker.
The Thunder had a fun year. The Timberwolves had a fun year.
This is what I said. This was prompted by a Spike Eskin tweet, your comrade at the Sports Infinity Network. He was tweeting about this. There's like three teams that are having fun.
Just so you know, he did say that wrong.
I did intentionally say it wrong.
No
one's having fun because the teams at the top, Celtics fans aren't having fun. This is expected, right?
Yeah.
Nuggets fans.
Or you lose that one game to the Heat and you're like, oh my God, what a waste. That was such a terrible, whatever.
You know? Nuggets fans probably had fun. They're probably having fun beating the Lakers' skulls in, but that's because it's funny, not because winning a first round series bring them any joy. Sure. Wolves fans are having fun. Thunder fans are having fun. Knicks fans are having fun.
Agree.
Everyone else in this postseason is miserable. This is not a time of year where most fans get to have fun. That's not how this is designed.
Well, the Pacers are having fun.
Pacers aren't going to win anything, though. Real fun.
The fun part about the Pacers and how much they're enjoying this ride is they are like three buddies on a road trip in a car just having the time of their life, and they don't see what's ahead of them. But we're like in the plane looking down and see that they're going to drive off a cliff and all blow up and die. And these guys are having the time of their life, and they're like, they're not seeing the forest from the trees. Mm-hmm. We all know how the story ends for them. And they don't. They are just so nearsighted. But we all know that they're going to get their ass kicked by the Knicks, and it will be funny.
Well, yeah. And what I told, I have a buddy who's a Wolves fan, and he's not like a hardcore sports fan, though. Like, he's just very far away. I'm not like lecturing my Wolves buddy who's having fun. I'm like, well, actually, I would never be that guy. I didn't mean to give that impression. But like, fast forward a year from now, if the Wolves come up short this year, if the Wolves lose to the Nuggets in the second round, fast forward a year and they're down in the second round to the Thunder, the Wolves, fun's over. Because now you're on the clock with your superstar. Why haven't you gotten over the hump? Right? How many times are you going to come up short before something has to change? Like, the stretch of time where you have fun as a fan of a contending NBA team is so small. It's like trying to catch smoke with it. As soon as you think you have it, it's gone. It sucks. It's not a fun sport always to cheer for.
Was it the 2018 Bucks who won like 8 of their first 9 or something to start the season? And I was going to a lot of games at the time, and it was like, oh my God, like this is real. Like I think the Bucks are good, you know. And as a lifelong Bucks, like that was so fun because you start your expectations start to change, but not in a way of like, but almost like, oh my goodness, like this is a real thing. This is nuts. I never would have expected this. This is every they lost. Oh, that's okay. I mean, this is still you're still 12-3, but now it's like. Fast forward 6 years and you're like, okay, they're old. Okay, like our expectations were high. We're on our third coach in 12 months. Like, you know.
Well, that's next level. This year's been next level shit. Most contending teams don't progress through this. Suns are dealing with some things, but imagine if the Suns like had three different coaches this year and like Beal and Durant missed time. I don't know. That playoff game that I was referencing, game 6 against the Raptors in 16-17, I had a blast. They lost. Their season ended that night, but they were down 24 at half and they came back and Jason Terry hit a couple shots and was running around like this. And then we left the Bradley Center. We were all chanting Bucks in 9 in the concourse. Like there's just something about being a fan of a loser. And maybe that's why I like being a Brewer fan so much. I take a weird sick sense of pride in cheering for the
Washington Brewers. When 2018 happened and you realized they're never going to win.
Let's make it very clear.
It's just been such a breeze. Oh, we're in the playoffs. Ah, we got beat. Fuck.
I can go into the season saying this will be the worst year yet, and I can't wait. Imagine being able to walk into a season like that. Brewers fans can every
Imagine
year.
Imagine having a fan base that has literally no requirement or expectation of you and then leaving that job to go to their rival. What a dick.
So what's our final conclusion of this being good or bad for the NBA that some of their most prominent superstars are not going to be playing May 1st and after?
I think it will be good. I'll go on the record and say that I think it'll be good. And I think Nuggets, Wolves will be a bigger deal than you guys. I think you should give the people at large some credit. I think it'll be bigger and more enjoyable for more folks than you guys are predicting.
Okay.
Just me, though.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Maybe I'm young and dumb and idealistic. Maybe.
Probably.
You're too young to be drinking a Diet Coke, I'll tell you that.
Wrong with a Diet Coke?
That's an old man's game.
See, but here's the thing. I had a buddy text me. He texts me. He's like, since when do you drink Diet Coke?
I'm stunned, actually. Somebody I used to
be roommates with texts me. Since when? It was a Dew. It was like 2 weeks ago and I was drinking a Diet Dew. He's like, since when do you drink Mountain Dew? I said, well, I always get really sleepy when we do this because I'm sitting here and for a long portion of the pod, I'm listening or I'm quiet and it's the middle of the afternoon and I get tired. And it's 4 o'clock. I do my show. So these are a dollar. That's a good for someone with a shitload
a
of change.
Can, dollar, cans are a dollar now?
Well, in the vending machine at work.
Oh. Ooh.
So just
at
a
least
little
give the allure of 95 cents. Like a dollar is a bridge too far.
Mm-hmm. The Red Bulls are $4. Who has that many quarters? I guess it takes cards, but Jesus Christ. Anyways, the Diet Coke is not for me. It's for the podcast. Because if but I don't have
12 packs are $10 now. You're not even getting a deal if you buy a 12-pack.
This is not the Dave Ramsey show. I don't need that. Although last week, I guess. Paul, do you have one more?
Yeah, I do. But, Bar, what's your final conclusion on good for the NBA that all these superstars, traditional older superstars, are out?
If they had a more patient, less reactionary commissioner, it could be wonderful.
Interesting. But they don't.
No, they have an emotional freakazoid.
Mm. I think if any of these have national appeal, by the way, I think it's probably that one that This is a new era. I mean, it's not entirely like Jokic is still there, and like there's some carryover.
Yeah, as soon as the Lakers lose, I'll do it. Good one.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna add that to my rundown.
By the way, this came up on Bill's show earlier today. But you know how you get older, sometimes your political leanings change as you get a better sense of the way the world works, right? As I get older, you know who I really like. It's like this guy actually does a pretty good job. Roger Goodell. Every year that passes of me closely following sports, I'm like,
hey,
okay.
I said that.
I know. That's why I brought it up. I was like, I'm pretty sure.
And I was going to say the thing about like, oh, you'll be a Republican when you're older. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to say that on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do any mention of anything. Not even the dumb little jokes I would used to do that. Because that's dude, the Milwaukee. Let me just say this. The people that listen to WSSP, and I've gotten to know a lot of them, but the average person that listened to our station, I hate them.
I didn't know where that was going, but that was not the conclusion I expected.
Because they'd be flipping in between me and Mark Belling.
Dan O'Donnell.
Belling goes to break, O'Donnell goes to break, and then you get me. They don't like me.
Yeah.
And then I can't even interview Jeff Perlman about the USFL and how it folded. And how a lot of that was because Donald Trump wanted to buy the Bills and they wouldn't let him. So he tried to have his generals merge with the NFL. He wanted to be an NFL owner. And so they moved over the fall. And the whole league fell apart.
Mm.
Like, hey, you can't be bashing our president like that. I'm not
mentioning. Here's the last one I have for you. And I'm going to regret not doing Packers, but NBA is hot in the mind.
I mean, I'm not telling people to put a heat lamp in their chest to get rid of COVID. I'm talking about the USFL.
You were. All right.
Paul's not on board, to quote Michael in Arrested Development. Job's not on board. Paul is done. Final prompt, Paul. I'm actually going to turn my mic off while you talk.
Bees.
Bees, Michael.
Bees.
Job's bees. Not on board.
Good delivery. The five NBA current players, the current five NBA players who will be the best in the league in 5 years. So that means, like, if there's someone in high school or college right now, hey, maybe in 5 years they will be one of the best five players in the NBA. But probably not, right? But I'm saying current NBA players in 5 years, which, by the way, just for context, Giannis will be 34. Jokic will be 34. So you have to take into context how old these guys will actually be in 5 years. The five best players in the NBA in 5 years will be, in no particular order, Wemby, Ant Edwards, Tatum, Luka, SGA.
Well, if you would have done this 5 years ago, we didn't know what Wemby was.
That's what I'm saying. So you'd say, like, if some next Wemby shows up, that doesn't count. That's not part of it. You're not expected to know who that next Wemby
is. Can I interest you in Jonathan Kuminga?
You cannot.
but Paul, really quickly, even if Wemby all of a sudden shows up, I think it would then take. Like, guys aren't good right when they come into the league. They're kids.
Unless they're Wembanyama.
But,
I mean, the point.
But I think it's going to take at least a season or two more for Wemby to reach that point. I think we're all pretty sure that he'll get there, sure. But I don't think it's happening like out of nowhere. So I think you can be pretty sure when doing this that we don't have to factor in college or high school kids.
I think that's true. So guys that didn't make the cut would be 34-year-old Jokic, 34-year-old Giannis, Paolo Banchero.
Well, Luka will be 30.
At 30. So and so too will Tatum. So like
Tatum's out.
I'm kind of on Tatum also being out.
So here's what I thought the next
Ant, were. Ant, Wemby, and SGA for sure.
Those are probably locks. And then it's Luka, Tatum. Here's some other names. Paolo Banchero, Chet Holmgren, Ja, Tyrese Maxey, Jalen Williams from the Thunder. These are
Maxey,
some of the
– Maxey.
I love Maxey. I think he's Maxey. Awesome.
He is.
Grant gave the look as if, like, what are we talking about? Maxey's fucking.
What about great. Sengun?
Sengun.
Oh, what about Ja Morant?
I said Zion. Ja as a backup. I didn't put Zion because of the injuries, but I put Ja on my backup list. My backup list: Paolo, Chet, Ja, Maxey, Jalen Williams.
Why don't you just do top 10 then, Jesus?
I think
no, but I think I'm going to put Tatum in my top five.
I think Jokic sticks in there.
That's my biggest cut is that I think could 34-year-old will 34-year-old Jokic
will going to be playing in 5 years, guys, honestly.
Yeah, maybe he just doesn't want to play anymore. If he wins another title, says fuck this, I'm going to go ride horses.
Yeah.
I think
Jokic they dressed him up as Gru.
Did they though?
Yeah, well he just did a commercial for Despicable Me 4.
Oh, he did. Okay, so then it was on purpose. Okay. Which by the way, Despicable Me is the best kids franchise there is.
My kid's in the Madagascar right now.
Mm. Have you done the Despicable Me's yet?
Well, he knows what the minions are because they're at the beginning of Sing.
Mm, mm-hmm.
So we went from
Illumination.
We went from Frozen to Sing to a big trolls run where he wants to have a troll's birthday party.
Mm.
But now he's totally into Madagascar and he's way back into Paw Patrol where he's watched. There's on his tablet. There's one episode. Did you see the new movie, Paw Patrol?
Oh, yeah. The Mighty Pups. Yeah.
Yeah. The meteor comes.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like a 40-minute episode about another meteor. Yeah. It's like the movie only truncated and it's got Humdinger's nephew in it.
So Harold Humdinger.
Yeah, Harold. So he watches the same episode all the time. The same one. And he'll be like, Daddy, what's the line you like? Oh, from the movie, Daddy. What's the line? Oh, I said launch, not lunch.
That's a joke from The Office, though, too.
Launch?
They're going to have a launch party. Remember, they're going to launch the website.
Oh, and Frozen goes, finish each other's sandwiches. I was so pissed.
You're saying because it's from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
I called this out 10 years ago. On my platform, on my Fox Sports platform, I tangented it and said it was something about about how finish each other's sandwiches is not – you stole that. Just say, oh, that's I'm a fan of Arrested Development, so we took that line. I'm glad someone else caught that. By the way, speaking of things that other people, I'm hoping they noticed, you guys did not respond to me during the draft when I said, does anyone else notice that Roger Goodell does not know how to pronounce draft?
Oh, he says draft?
Draft. 1 out of 10, he'll hit the T at the end. The T's not fucking silent, Roger. How can you
El Siakam?
Danilo
Gianis Adetokounmpo.
Gallinari.
Gallinari.
Bob Winkler.
No.
Spiro Dedis.
But like, how do you
talk to work today? One of my coworkers said it's Deeds. And I'm like, is it? I thought it was Spiro Dedis. Deedes.
Maybe he pronounces his own name wrong.
I don't think he knows how to pronounce anything.
Oh, I had to. Why did I watch one game on Bally? Oh, because I didn't get NBA TV. That's spicy pea bullshit. Marcus, come on.
That was, yeah, game two was rough, Marcus. Marcus is so good, but that was, yeah. The huge mistake that Gus Johnson made in his brief.
Frozen! DeRozan!
Frozen DeRozan. Remember,
it's like, we heard you. We heard you the first 8 times.
Yeah.
You want to make it a thing. You want it to be, you don't know what highlight the social media is going to clip. So you want to make sure it's on every play. So you're swinging for the fences every time.
I did not. I strongly disliked the Gus Johnson hire as the Bucks home broadcaster, however many years ago that was.
That was a weird time.
But the unforgivable moment that I'll remember this forever was as he's announcing for the Bucks, as a Bucks broadcaster, Kyle Lowry from North Philly with the Bucks. And I'm like, you didn't understand the assignment.
He didn't understand the assignment.
Yeah. Who are you putting in instead of Tatum? If Tatum's not one of the top 5 players in the league in 5 years,
See, here's the thing. It doesn't matter because Tatum's a bridesmaid, never the bride. It doesn't matter who it is. Like, you know, I don't need to give you a fifth because I just know that someone will be in there in front of him.
Well, just who would you put in?
Paolo's a fun one.
Yeah.
I like Paolo.
Ooh, the Daily Show is coming to Milwaukee for the convention.
Oh, interesting.
What are you possibly looking at on your screen that would be giving you that? Are you just on Twitter?
I saw a tweet from Variety.
Oh.
The convention can be very weird.
Big day, by the way, for Jerry Seinfeld. I don't know if you guys saw that, but he's trending in lots of different ways today.
I did.
What's his birthday?
He's 70. Happy birthday.
And he says 70? You can't make his show today.
He's 70?
Yeah.
That's what I thought I saw.
Wow.
Okay. You couldn't do Seinfeld today because of the radical left.
Yep. And then people kept saying, well, It's Always Sunny exists.
Because so does Curb.
Do they still? Curb. Well, Curb is over.
He was just on the show.
Good finale, by the way. I thought
I'm not there yet. Earmuffs.
I'm not gonna say what happened.
No.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you
like that part. I didn't think they'd kill her. I didn't think they'd kill Susie off at the end. Like,
I know
that is a
and Jeff being the one to do it is a little too on the nose.
Yeah, I thought they pushed it a little bit.
I can see that.
But they did it in a funny accidental curve way. She fell on the knife. It was a whole episode about this big knife, and Larry's like, why would you have a big knife? You can't leave it around. Someone could break into your house. And then there was a thing with Leon where he almost got, and then so Larry was
crazy. I only buy big fucking knives. Why would you buy a knife that's not fucking big?
Yeah, big fucking knife. Come on.
It's part of the Big Johnson community.
I used to live above a big knife fucking store. How convenient was that for me?
That's a really good.
And then he's like, you know, like a pirate with their apple. You gotta have I carry big. And then he pulled out a knife, and Larry's
he had one. Yep.
And they were in like a store. We did pretty good there.
Yeah,
we made all that up.
That's not bad.
That was pretty good. We're talking Packers draft next time.
Turns out you could make more Curb today. The radical left didn't completely kill it because us two idiots came up with.
Big fucking knife.
It's like big salad. Just put big in front of anything. It works.
You know what? But the thing, like, I go back. I watch a lot of Curb.
But not the finale, apparently.
Well, I'm behind. I'm always behind, right?
Oh, I never. Well, that much is true. Yes.
But this is a dark thought. But it's like the number of like his friends now who have from the show who are dead now.
He's also an old man that started.
No, I know, but that it's wild. Like if you go back and watch like season one, season two, when these guys are like in their mid to late 40s, and now this show, which is still on, you know, maybe.
It was a little sad watching Richard Lewis in the final season.
It was interesting watching.
And when he had to, well, and at the end, I was worried too, because I knew he was so old and they made him carry Susie's body out the back door. And I'm like, why do you have Richard? Anyway, sorry, I should stop spoiling for you. Yeah.
I don't believe you.
What if that's exactly what happens? What
if that's exactly told you what the episode? But then we played off like we didn't.
I like
Paul
it.
Paul, at least when he's watching, he's going to be thinking, when does Susie die?
Is this the moment? Every like knife that's in the background of any scene, I'm going to think, oh, the weapon.
Mm-hmm. Fucking knife. God damn it.
The big Johnson community.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Bart. Thank you, Paul.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Grant, Paul, I'm going to play a voicemail. You guys can probably dip if you want or stay.
No, I'm going to leave. Okay. Grant's already gone. See you, buddy.
All right. We still do have the voicemails, 402-915-BART, 402-915-2278. Thanks to our friends at Carl's Place, carlovet.com/BART. Hey, a lot of people tried golfing the other day, but it was too windy. Even when it's a nice day, that doesn't mean you're going to have nice conditions. That's why you need to make your son and your other son, they're sharing bunk beds now. Room is a golf simulator room. Let's go. All right, I'm going to play this one. Actually, I figured this out, if you'll bear with me. I tried to play, just like I played that file earlier. If I save this, I believe that I can play the voicemail via the computer in another pure act of brilliance. Now that I finally figured out how to use StreamYard, been paying for the service and not using any of the parts of the service. Ooh, it says video file. I don't know if they're going to let me do this. Nope. But I could make it a video file. Ooh, I'm going to pause that and do it. 1 second. Okay, I'm back. And it's like nothing happened. All right, let's pull up the video. Nope, it didn't work. God dang it. They tricked me. I actually can get it to work. It's going to take longer than I want to. So I'm going to just play it over the phone. And it is from Brick in West Allis. Brick.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night, Winklevers. This is Ellis. Apparently my car speaker thing was shit, so I'm going to try my fancy new headset. Hopefully I don't hear shit about it from everyone, which is fine, because it did so much shit. Anyway, a couple things real quick. Bucks, I don't know how they do anything unless they get two of the big three back for the next game. I know Chris Middleton is there, but he's still clearly hobbled, but he's been amazing, and it sucks. Two of his best performances of his playoffs career outside of the finals that 1 year have been wasted in losses, but what are you going to do? Not my fault, not our fault that, you know, the Pacers got lucky with injuries. I know I hate to blame the injury bug, but with just Giannis down, I was willing to say, okay, you still got to beat him, no excuses. With Dame down, I'm like, okay, that's not good. With Chris hobbled, I mean, come on. What realistically can be done with basically your second squad? So all that being said, I'm a little annoyed that certain shows out there that rhyme with the shame are complaining that the Bucks need to take a hard look at Giannis because they're losing. Like, he didn't just have statistically one of his better seasons. You know, I don't know all the numbers exactly, but pretty sure he was up there in terms of his all-time performance for his career. At the very least, he was on pace with what he normally does during the season. All that being said, it'll be disappointing. They're probably not. I don't see them turning it around. But if they do, that's great. Maybe they can get everyone healthy and back for a round two if that even happens. But not holding my breath. Real quick, the draft. I was good with the draft. I don't pretend to know anything about any of these guys outside like the top 10 or 15, really. After the top five, even, it's kind of a crapshoot, and even within the top five, it can be a crapshoot. So, good to see that the Bears still bared. by draft. I'm pretty sure the draft Punter was at the fourth round. Anyway,
the Bears still bears. The Bears had a great draft. They drafted a punter in the fourth round, but like that guy's a weapon. No, the Bears had a great draft. Sorry.
Point that my friends and I like to play with is if you could draft a punter that was guaranteed every time he punted the ball to punt it within inside the 5 yard line, guaranteed, no matter where he was on the field, no matter the conditions, no matter the scenario, it was going to be inside the 5 yard line. How high would you draft him? Is he a first round draft pick at that point?
Yes.
Or is he a late round? And you know that he's going to be able to do this. This is an unmailed maybe.
First round pick.
I think he's a first round draft pick. Maybe not top 10, but you think he's a first round for sure because that can change a game on a weekly basis. So just a fun hypothetical. Now that I've rambled long enough, it's probably going to cut me off soon. So I'll just say, hope everyone has the day they deserve, especially you, Craig Council. Fuck you.
There you go. End on a high note. Stick the landing, Brick. You son of a bitch. All right. I'm not doing a live show on Tuesday. This is the Tuesday show. I'm going to try to do something Packer related later this week. Otherwise, I'll talk to you next time I talk to you. Thanks for coming into the Winklerverse.